it's a red face scenario, you know, when you have a businessman coming to you saying that he had to close his doors and is, you know, blaming, I suppose, a large proportion of that to the roadworks that are that were taking place in the local area. Well, I mean, you have 24 hours in a day. And, you know, it's ironic when you're trying to do something good, like improving local infrastructure, but at the same time, you're adversely affecting, you know, local businesses and disrupting road users. You know, I feel that a policy or best practice guidelines need to be put in place. You know, if it is evident that a business is going to be affected, well, then alternatives have to be put in place. We have seen it around the county where, you know, where roadworks have taken place at the evening time or at night time. So it can be done. So it's something that we really need to be doing, is accommodating the local business people, especially in the current climate.
I presume you're anticipating the argument some might say that then you have the issue of noise pollution at night time.
Well, I mean, that's a fact of life, and roadworks are a fact of life. But you know what? I still think that we have to look at the issue. I mean, there is the obvious noise, but noise happens during the day. I know we're chatting about nighttime hours, but if you're in an area, you know, where I suppose that could be accommodated, I think it has to be looked at. There is a period of planning, there's a period of tendering, you know, so consultation needs to happen, you know, with the local business community and then with the local council. And when the council are tendering out, maybe for major road projects, this has to be put on the table. You know, is there an opportunity here to carry out roadworks at the evening time or at night time or off peak hours? You know, your Chatham main peak time is between 8 and 10 in the morning, 6 in the evening, you know, so there has to be a way around this, and it just needs heads, needs to get together and basically sort this out.